From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. All 71 people aboard a Russian passenger plane were killed when it crashed near Moscow, Russian officials said on Sunday. In a statement, the country's Office of Transport Investigation said 65 passengers and 6 crew members were on board, and all of them died. The 7-year-old plane disappeared from radar just minutes after departing from the capital city's second-largest airport, Domodedovo, and was falling up to 6,700 meters per minute in the last seconds of the crash. Officials in Afghanistan say 4 operatives of the National Intelligence Agency have gunned down their 16 colleagues before fleeing to join the Taliban insurgency in southern Helmand province. The rare overnight insider attack took place at a facility linked to the National Directorate of Security, or NDS, in the Garishk district. Egypt's military said Sunday it had killed 16 militants and arrested more than 30 suspects in a major counterterrorism operation that was launched last week, targeting terrorist and criminal elements and organizations across the country. Reuters reports that on Sunday, vehicles, weapons caches, communication centers, and illegal opium fields were targeted in the sweep. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel said Sunday that his country had dealt, quote, severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces inside Syria and would continue to combat any further aggression. Raids on Saturday came after Syrian air defenses shot down an Israeli F-16 fighter with anti-aircraft fighter. A fire, that is. This is VOA News.